sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
By the way, at 8 o'clock, a little after, we're late again. Surprise, surprise. But we got to give away the word. And then two people will be drawn because Smoking Hot Christy from the Wildlife World thing came in yesterday with that llama. And we just skipped the Camaro thing yesterday. So we'll take two names.
Yeah, we got blinded.
Well, we were busy.
Yeah.
Being men.
It is time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. And it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And you can head to Hooters of Peoria tomorrow for the West Valley Cruisers Car Show. And you check out some hot cars. Ooh. Mm. That's a hot car. Oh. I don't ever meet a guy who goes, that's a hot car. Anything. It's, all right, calm down. It's a car. It's a free event, though. No, tomorrow from 11 to 2 at the Peoria Hooters, you can go on out there for the Cruisers Car Show. They've got some cool cars out there at those things. Sometimes I'm not a car guy, but I've accidentally been by car shows that just happen in parking lots. That one over there at the pavilions that used to happen, I don't know if it still does, over a Talking Stick area. And you pop into that Home Depot or something on a Saturday afternoon and walk in. And
it's just a car show that happens?
They have car shows there all the time, right outside that McDonald's parking lot. They load that parking lot up with cars all the time. And I stumbled through there once, and I'm like, they're no joke, man. These things are ridiculous.
Makes you want to go out and buy one.
Not really, because I you know? No, I don't have that desire at all because I'm not a car guy.
I could see you in a lowrider.
Nope, I didn't want to. I looked at them, and I'm like, there's a lot of effort and work.
It was a Jeep
and
show.
I own Jeeps. I don't think a Jeep show is impressive
to me. You know, like other Jeeps?
Because here's
that's what car shows are.
The weird thing about Jeeps is if you got them all sparkly and clean,
nobody likes them.
Kind of like when they're this is just a grocery getter.
But I think it's like the Harley or the Jeep. All of a sudden you see one guy's Jeep, and all of a sudden he has that piece of equipment on there.
Sure.
You're like, I want to get
absolutely.
That.
You see stuff you want.
Yeah,
but a Jeep show. A real Jeep show when you're out in the woods and
they're doing
four-wheeling here with a couple guys and you got a couple dudes who are like, what do you have on that thing? Then you get, some information of use. But I'm not a Jeep guy either by any stretch of the imagination as far as the mechanical end of it. I can't do anything with them. I just like driving them.
Just put it on there.
Yeah. I like jamming them into rocks and stuff and having a guy who knows everything about them somewhere nearby. Watch dudes fix stuff with torn T-shirts. And,
how good's your winch?
I mean, they're unbelievable.
All right, let's go.
Pretty good. The car shows are pretty neat when you look. You're like, man, there's a lot of effort and time that goes into this, but I don't have that, so I don't really want to buy a classic car and ruin it. I'd feel like I'd destroy it. I don't know what to do with it once it's at my house.
Just look at it.
And just stare at it, but then it gets
dirty.
Wipe
it with a cloth.
Yeah, that's what I think you do.
Yeah.
But then you realize those guys are in there with like a toothbrush and cleaning the chrome headers and all
engine,
that. I'm not doing any of that. That's dumb to me. So why would I own that? Some guy tried to sell me it was a while ago, 1933 Excalibur something or other. It looks like one of those 101 Dalmatians cars.
With the exhaust coming out of the
It's got
hood.
The sides and the real long front end. It's got this thing in the back. You'd want to buy this thing? And I'm like, no. Like, I'll give it to you. And he started to throw numbers, and I'm like, that's really reasonable. I suddenly want the Dalmatians car.
It's amazing how
why do I want this now?
Because he wants to get rid of it.
Because he wanted it gone, and then my other thoughts came in and said, he's selling it for cheap because it doesn't work.
I need some space in my garage.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm starting to, the word I put it, and for some reason I wanted it for like a split second. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with these things. It would just sit out front. People would stare at it and go, what do you know? And I don't know anything about it. That would be the worst part. You got this classic car, and you're like, what's in it?
That's the one that sits in the driveway.
Yes, of course it is. Take care of the cars I'm driving. What's under the hood
is
there?
Is that a Duesenberg in your driveway?
Maybe.
I think so.
I don't know. $3,800. Well, what do you do?
I buy a Duesenberg.
I bought a Duesenberg. Got four
That's
of them.
That's what I do.
It's been 10 grand. I got four Duesenbergs, but none of them work. And I don't know how to fix them, so I don't know what I just did here. This is a terrible plan. Brady, it's time for you to do it. Brady, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Couple of Friday morning fun facts. Almost every case that goes to court in Japan ends in a guilty verdict.
All right, Japan.
The country has a 99.9% conviction rate.
Well, the evidence
good lawyers.
Really
good job, guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
a few years before Samuel Morse.
Well, it's because nobody really wants to do a Japanese lineup and try to pick out the guy who did it. If you get in trouble for it, you did it.
Let's get to the real.
Because the real thing is, it's like, can you identify the guy who did this to you? And you just look at the jury and the rest of the courtroom, and you're like, they all look like the guy who did it.
It's good enough. He's guilty.
He did it. The guy in the chair that says he did it, did it.
Is that why DNA maybe started in Japan?
It had to start in Japan.
We need better way to figure this out.
All right, everyone a suspect. You all look like drawing.
A few years before Samuel
Morse.
We were looking for a man 5 feet 8 inches, 158 pounds, black hair, straight across bangs. Oh, God, that's all of us. Has son with him in blue coat and blonde hair, skateboarding with magical cat. That's all of us. That's all of us.
They are changing up a little bit because now the hair color comes in. You know, a little. It's the aqua or the pink.
Or orange or pink. Yeah. That's just to commit crimes. Not look like
Let's
the drawing.
Let's go with that one. He's guilty.
You don't want to look like the drawing.
A few years before Samuel Morse invented Morse code, he ran for mayor of New York using the campaign slogan,
Da-da.
No immigrants, no Catholics.
All right.
He lost the election.
I would love their dude coming in with that today.
Well, you're losing those votes.
Almost got one.
Yeah.
I'm on the no immigrants thing. Check that box.
Goldfish were originally green, and the orange ones had a rare mutation, but those were more popular in China, so they bred the orange goldfish together.
Yeah. It's like you and Richard, and Christie's even, Jew mutation.
Yeah, Ashkenazi Jew.
Ashkenazi Jews is a mutation in your genes that makes you Jewish. That just sounds wrong.
Larry was perplexed that I...
Oh, he was thrilled when you told him you were
never. You've never thought about Larry. Yeah. I just learned like a year ago.
When I was here yesterday and Rich told Larry he's got a little, as I have a mutation and I have the Ashkenazi Jew, and Larry stopped everything and looked and goes, you do? And Rich is like, yeah. And he's like, how much? He's like, I don't know. How much was it? I don't know.
It was
know.
Like a third, I think.
Like I got some of that in there. Have you ever considered Judaism? Like, no. I just found out I had
really?
It like Tuesday.
And he goes, never? Larry, I didn't know.
But then you screwed up and said, he said, I want to learn about it. And Larry goes, like, you want to learn Hebrew? And I just stepped in like a boxing ref. I'm like, you don't, look, don't even keep this. You're not learning Hebrew.
Step
and don't even act like you've ever been
interested. I didn't know that's where he was going.
Because you started to shake your head like, oh, maybe someday. Yeah. I'm like, no, don't. It's like me buying the Duesenberg. Step away from this.
I'll read a book about it.
You're never going to finish that book. Don't lie to yourself and the Jews.
I didn't say finish it.
You're
said read it.
You're not doing anything to extend your Judaism ever.
You watch.
I will. And you'll do nothing. The only thing Jewish you'll do is look at the book and go, $8?
Oi.
Never mind.
John Belushi made the same amount of money for Animal House as the horse in the movie did.
He had as many lines.
They both got paid $40,000.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really? He got screwed.
The horse was trained. John Belushi had no lines until that speech. Nothing.
Yeah, but he had some great looks.
Some really good faces. So did the horse, however, in fairness. Mm. To be fair.
You guys might go for this. Taco Bell just posted a Thanksgiving recipe on their blog.
No.
For chicken bisque.
No.
That doesn't work, does it?
They you make it by pureeing
no.
their rolled chicken tacos.
Food
with little
again
onion, chili powder.
Fat guy
some
propaganda.
Broth and whipping cream.
Celebrate, that sounds delicious.
Don't give me that recipe. I'm not pulling
I'm glad out. I'm dead because Brady just described Thanksgiving in heaven.
Toledo, put it on your menu.
I am not doing that one.
That sounds great. I love Brady's internet feed. Taco Bell Thanksgiving recipes.
What?
Chicken bisque.
Mm. Yeah, that's not showing up on my feed anywhere.
No.
I wish I could come back to life to have a last meal again with Brady. Does that sound delicious, player?
Shut up, Ralphie. You wouldn't need
hot
that.
Hot garbage, Toledo. Take your Jew ass somewhere else. Go read some Hebrew, Jew.
The CEO of Airbnb recently spoke at a conference, and he shared one of the strangest customer complaints he ever heard. He says, customer once called and demanded a full refund because the house is haunted and there's a ghost in the house. But the ghost just being there wasn't why they wanted the refund. They wanted the refund because Airbnb listing promised the house was haunted by a friendly ghost named Stanley. Stanley wasn't being friendly to these people.
These people need to get off my planet.
Stanley, they were being harassed by Stanley. He was not friendly.
Get off of my planet. A, people who have been, you know what, I got to admire the folks who do the sting operations for the dummies who believe in ghosts enough to rent an Airbnb because of it. That should be a sting operation, a roundup, a camp, and then a dismissal of them from my planet. I would like to call for the eradication of all people who rent Airbnbs because they're haunted. Please.
We got it, and it was haunted, and Stanley the Ghost was less than friendly, and we'd like our money back.
You know what? I'm just going to walk you off this cliff here, and you guys will be done with all of it. Stop breathing my air.
Cornell University just rolled out their new library, and some are saying there's a design flaw. But most men are saying, no, I think it's a great design.
Uh-oh.
The floors are glass.
Unless you can see up into the ladies' skirts.
So they have to put out a thing. Please, ladies, right. Do not wear dresses or skirts. But that's kind of the grid system of the...
Because you can't stop us from being men. Once we discovered, you know what this is going to be good for.
Look at it. It's layers. It might go 5 stories. Glass floors.
Whoa. That's pretty awesome. And so wrong. Once they figured it out, they had to put out a memo. Put some pants on, ladies. We can't control ourselves. We're looking.
Can't you guys just keep your eyes?
No.
Don't want to.
We can't. We got hovering over our heads. We're going to peek. You guys do such a great job trying to hide it. When we figure out a loophole, we're peeking. All of us.
Whose design?
Brilliant man. Everything could be see-through from the ground up. What if a woman's in a skirt?
Exactly.
I said everything's see-through from the ground up. I see. Brilliant, sir.
In Gainesville, Georgia, the chief of police of the flowery branch. Man, the flowery branch.
That was awesome.
Chief of police. So romantic. He gave me flowers. I want to give you this bouquet of a vomit? No. Flowers.
The chief of police, Chief Spillers.
Where?
His wife was pulled over.
Where?
She had $6,500 worth of heroin.
He's not where in were
possession
they?
In Gainesville, Georgia.
What was the first thing?
Flower there? Branch.
No. Try again.
The whole thing.
Give it to me good. I want to know you can do this.
Flowery branch.
No,
branch.
Give it again. Come on.
Yes.
Flowery branch.
Yes, yes. God, you're adorable, Brady.
You are the flowery cutest branch. Bear flowery I've ever branch. Had. Flowery branch. Flowery branch.
Stop doing it. That's weird. Nice.
I'm just working on it.
You're in your 50s, for God's sakes.
Almost mid.
You are. I want to put shoes on you and walk you around in public. Show them the tricks I've taught you.
I'm going to go out there and yell it in the streets.
Flowery branch! I'm Flowery Branch. Hello, ma'am.
Research out of Philadelphia on CPR, giving CPR to a person that drops in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will not do anything because of liability. Now it's swung the other way. The cases in the past have all come out that you are more liable for not attempting to treat somebody.
Oh, it's the Seinfeld rule. It's the Good Samaritan law.
Yeah, when they had they've been tracking the cases between 1989 and 2019.
Well, there is
170 lawsuits.
The real Good Samaritan law is if you help and something bad happens, but your intention is help, you can't get in trouble.
Correct, but if you don't do anything.
Now you can. That's the Good Samaritan law from Seinfeld. Doing nothing means you can go to jail, but that's going to get fought all day
just
long.
Get down there and chest compress to stay in alive.
I'm not doing that. Cool. I will not do that. I'm not trained with it.
I'll just know.
I guarantee I get the worst lawyer in the world to get me out of that. Why didn't you do anything? Because I'm not trained to do it. I'm not going to try to hurt that person further. I don't know what I'm doing.
Saul Goodman?
Yeah, Saul Goodman could get me out of that. That's such a weak case against me. You did no CPR. I don't know how. Well, you should have done it anyway. I don't even know what that means. How can I do something I don't know how to do?
You could try.
You could have tried.
But then,
yeah.
But then what if I hurt them further, and then I got to live with the guilt of, like, killing this person because I don't know what I'm doing? I think it's best when you don't know what you're doing.
That's a tough one. I've seen this on TV. Right. I'll take care of it.
Yeah. Admitting you don't know things is the smartest thing you can do.
There are some people that don't like to
do that.
There
are some people, I've got this. I'm pretty good at things, and I want to be a hero. You just crushed that old woman's chest into mummy dust. Well, that's how I saw it done on Little House on the Prairie once before they even invented
Little House on the Prairie.
Crushing mummy dust in old ladies. I didn't know she was old. She looked good for her age. Well, that's plastic surgery. I'm not even taking a chance her rib cage isn't made of paper mache.
Did they have CPR that far
back? They didn't. That's why Paul Ingalls killed that lady. I saw what not to do when Paul Ingalls tried to, that Olivia lady that was in town just for the weekend started, and he started to try to fix her, but it turned out she was older than he thought. Mummy dusted her. Mummy dust.
In Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. If you even started choking right now, I'd scream in the hallways. Anybody know CPR?
Well, wait a minute. You saved your wife's life.
I didn't know what I was doing. That was lucky.
A little bit of a vested interest there, too.
Yeah, but he just went right behind her and did the Heimlich.
Somebody,
like,
I'm standing like, I'm going to save something's life that I care about, but you yahoos and anybody I don't know that well, I'm not taking the chance. You'll sue me.
I'm pumping away, man.
Megan can't sue me. Just move it to her account. That's basically all that would happen if she sued me. He's like, okay, we shift over here then. We still got the same amount.
So you went in there without knowing the Heimlich.
I don't know anything about it. I just kind of punched her in the gut a couple of times and burger came out.
Lucky shot, dude.
It was a really good shot. Yeah. Well, I'm trained. I've been training. I don't know how to do CPR.
It's like playing a slot in
Vegas. I think as she did it, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. And everyone in the room's like, oh. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. And I just squeezed the life out of her until everything inside came out of her mouth. It's like, I'm better. I'm like, oh, my God.
I didn't realize. You made it sound so cool on the air.
No, I didn't. I said I grabbed her by the back, and I squeezed her twice, and burgers came out.
You came in. I saved her
life. I did save her life. She owes me. I did, and she does. But I still will admit readily, I do not know what I was doing. And if you asked me to replicate it, that would be snowball's chance. I tell you, it would be anything close to what happened the first time.
So poor Brady's choking on a burger. You want
to
help
him? I can't get
him?
My arms all the way around him.
Yeah, you can.
Come on, kid. Brady's not going to choke
I'm
on a burger.
I'm all for optimism. But
anyway. So you're riding your bike
along
the canal there.
Yeah.
And you see a kid floating in the canal. You pull him out.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do anything after that.
You're not. You'll just let him lay there. You're not going to.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'll shake him. How old is he?
Try something. That's trying.
Yeah, if I see a dying person, I'm going to like. But if this guy's just choking in a hospital or in a restaurant or something, I'm just going to like. Is there a doctor? That's why people yell that. Is there a doctor in the house? Because I don't want to do it. It's essentially what you're yelling.
Make the call and. Pump the chest.
I mean, make the call, and if somebody tell you what to do. When my friend,
that could be
when
too.
His
you
wife
call
fell
911.
Down. His wife fell down and cut herself open on that bike trail. I stood next to her on the phone with 911. I'm like, I don't know what to do, and I don't want to touch it. And she goes, "All right, I'll tell you." And so she walked me through some stuff. I'm like, "Do I tie it off? Like, do I tie?" I've seen that on TV, and that's
she
what
was
everybody does.
Indignant about you doing.
Oh, she was being a bitch. But do I tie off the leg? She goes, no, that could make it so. I'm like, I'll just stand here. Like, if it starts bleeding real bad, stop the bleeding. I'm like, with what? Like, do you have a shirt? I'm like, yeah, but it's on currently.
With your mouth.
Her shirt. I'm not wrecking this shirt. I like this shirt. But everything
said,
was fine.
I thought you said shart.
You want me to shart in it? No, sir,
okay.
Please. Okay, I've done what you've said, and it seems to be bleeding, but she's mad.
Now she's choking.
She's mad. I'm telling you, whatever you just did hit a mad nerve. What's next?
That's good. That's a good sign.
Luckily, I had a shart on deck. What now? Clean it? Why would I do that? There's shart in there. I don't think you know what you're doing
fecal
either.
Mist.
Can I talk to your supervisor?
Fecal mist.
All right, tell me what you've done.
If you can fog her.
She fell off the bike and she cut herself pretty bad, and then the lady before you said to clean that with shart. She said shirt, sir. Okay, now we're into semantics.
Now I need you to cauterize by farting and lighting it.
I'm Brady, 911. You need a floral. What'd she do? Floral. Just starting it.
Dude, what now?
Flowerly blanch.
Your diction is terrible. I can't. Maybe it's the connection.
You want me to blanch her leg?
Thanks for calling Flowerly Blanch for 911. Yeah, let's get a shart. Clean it with that.
Let me take a look at the medical charts.
I did what the woman said.
I'm a man.
I did what the woman said, and I sharted my friend's wound.
The mental image.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? Shut up. The lady on 911 said, I'm a boy. Said to do this.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's gonna help.
I'm a boy.
That is not important right now, ma'am. Tell me what next.
Did you clean it with the sharp?
I did. Please, please, ma'am, she's dying.
I'm a boy.
Why are you hooked on this?
You can't do it. Give me 5 minutes, I'll get down there and I'll help you.
God, we're stupid.
Yes, and that's why I don't help. I wait for somebody who's supposedly trained. And why do we do that deep down? So we can blame them when things go wrong. You don't go out on a limb not knowing what you're doing, hurt somebody, and then go, well, who told you to do that?
They have very good liability insurance.
That's exactly it. The 911 lady said to sharten it. So I did. I'm the bad guy? Now, if I took it upon myself to say, I'm pretty sure I heard on the radio once to sharten an open wound. And I did that on my own volition. And then later people are like, why did you shart on that woman who was hurt? I don't know. I probably should have asked a question or two before I did that. I don't think you should help anybody if you don't know what you're doing. That's my point. Sure, if I see somebody drowning, I'm going to try to pull him out. If a kid's floating in the canal, and he's not struggling.
I may just.
I'm going to call somebody.
Call, yeah.
And I'm going to follow it for a while.
I'm not fishing it out.
But yeah, he's staying in the water.
I don't know. There's parts that I think I got to pull him out just in case if he went out and I'm compressing the chest.
I would. I'd see if it.
No, and I don't think. I'd like the fact that, well, if you would have done that, you could have possibly saved the life.
See, my thoughts are, oh, there's a dead body.
I know.
Exactly my thought.
If he's struggling or it looks like there's a little life in there, I'd be like, oh, got a chance here. But I'll do my due diligence. I'm not going to ignore it. But I think I'm better at fishing out the dead than I would be CPR.
Yeah. At least pull them out.
Right. I'll do my best. But that's, canals are dangerous, Brady. That's why that guy's dead in the first place. That guy's dead in the first place because maybe he was trying to save another dead guy. Those canal banks are steep. They signs are, everywhere say don't get in this thing. There's a, it's dumb to get in.
Occasionally have those little carved out steps.
I watched the guy throwing a tennis ball in there for his dog. That dog made it back to the steps and climbed out. I'm like, you're insane. He goes, he's good at it. And I'm like, that is ridiculous. Do it again.
Is he good when that shopping cart is in that 3 feet right. of water?
Well, they don't do it when it's drained. The ghetto canals are drained a lot, and you see a cart and some dead fish.
Under the water sometimes.
Yeah. These are deep.
In December of 2015, Zaza, a 38-year-old Burmese man, went to a Iowa clinic in Des Moines, Iowa, with a referral letter to get a circumcision.
Oh.
The letter was also faxed to the clinic.
Need a reference for that?
His lawyer argued that it was on there four times, the procedure. Well, they gave him a vasectomy. He just got awarded $2 million.
They just kept cutting.
It went, went in through the bag. Wrong procedure. Find out that this is not the first time this happened at this Iowa clinic. So Zaza got $2 million.
Quite a mix-up.
In Little Rock, Arkansas, Officer Sebron Hackett was suspended without pay for 30 days. He was out clubbing one night and decided to strip down naked and dance to Journey's Don't Stop Believing.
Okay.
And it didn't go well
was
for
he the,
him.
He's the big giant black guy.
Yes.
And then I saw this. And the best, and he just loses his mind and takes off all his clothes.
Blasted.
It is great, though, to just wonder how it got to that.
Right.
Because the best part is he's standing in the parking lot, still bare ass naked with a couple of cops standing next to him going, man, this is bad. And everyone in the parking lot has their phone up.
Just well, he's in the, this is in the
bar.
Yeah,
in the club.
And then
afterwards,
they take him out. Yeah.
When they show him afterwards, everybody's standing outside just filming it. And it is classic. Because what happened to him that got to the point where he's like, I'm taking everything off in public. I'm a policeman.
If you play Journey.
I will be naked.
I have been waiting so long to do this.
I will be so naked and so confused. And he does it.
I mean, it's highly encouraged by the crowd.
Whoa.
But, I mean, he is as drunk as you can be.
Into the Red Bull table.
And the poor security's got to come over. And it's...
Oh, oh!
He tries to take him. And then the song ends, and he's got to come. It's Rick Ross if he was just completely out of
it. Sebron, now settle down.
They get him down, and then...
Good for that guy.
A little later. He's what Eric would say is he's living his best life.
Yes, he is.
In a prison cell for being stupid.
Why is he being stupid?
Because he's in jail now, and that's pretty dumb.
It seems...
Avoidable is what that is.
Avoidable, yeah. I guess you're right.
Yeah. Just a pair of underwear, and the whole thing would have been different. Like, we got to get
that. That's true.
Stop it, dude. You know, if you're going to get drunk to the point of wanting to be naked, keep the drawers on.
I've never been that guy. They are all over the place, though, the naked drunks.
Yep.
I don't get it.
It's trending.
It's been around forever.
It's been trending.
I mean, there were girls who tops came off the second they had that last shot that was too many, and they're like, well, there's naked Jessie again. She's up on the thing with her top off.
I guess there's all different types of drunks. Angry drunks.
And girls who just hate clothes.
I used to think it was a little more than being drunk. Like, you always hear if someone's really methed out or whatever, they're hot. And they take their clothes off.
Well, sure, but
there's a lot of
the drunk thing.
I like when Brady talks about stuff. He has no idea.
Man. That's like him with CPR.
What are you talking about?
It's always, you always hear about this.
No one ever heard about that. Multiple stories about someone methed out running the streets naked.
Okay, but we're Brady. Talking about the drinking thing. Has been.
But you said they're hot.
Yeah. Well, they get
hot. Hot in temperature.
Hot.
Feeling hot, and they, for some reason, feel like I got to take
my
clothes off.
So you read this in a story that they're hot?
Yeah, multiple times.
They get warm. And they get naked.
I just love you going in depth with meth.
I know
heads.
The meth. I've talked to them.
That's why you have a second life.
But
Brady,
the drunky drunks are the ones who you got to watch. They're drunks are naked a lot. And there's always like if it's a party of 20 people and everybody's drinking, somebody's going to have their shirt off. It's going to happen.
Sure.
There's a woman that can't do it. She gets 3 or 4 drinks in and the tops come off. And we count on that. Why we invite that girl. She's intolerable, but she's got a great set, and she knows it. She knows her personality's garbage. So when she's drunk, she's going to show everybody those things to let everybody know you should like me. It's her calling card. Meth heads taking their clothes off, you know, the LSD people.
I don't know.
They're just on
I've
trips.
Never been on meth.
I haven't
can't
either.
Tell
I can't
you
tell
from
you how,
experience.
I can't tell you how, what the urge is there.
But maybe you know
evidently
Brady.
Evidently the temperature goes up.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there seems to be like a lot of naked meth people.
When I need meth info, meth. I find
there are a lot of naked meth people. He's right. I don't know why that is, and I can't speak to it. But I do know I've been so drunk with people who can't keep their clothes on, and I've always wondered, where's my line? When will this happen to me? Because I've been drinking just as much as this guy.
Can you explain the superhuman strength of the meth heads to us?
I cannot. I think,
where does that come from?
There's a part of me that wants to do meth every now and then.
Flipping cars.
For superhuman strength. That would be awesome, but
I like though
that I'm being naked.
I have to. I can't let it go. When you said "soupy humans,"
superhuman strength.
I thought, man, that's the best soup Campbell's could ever come up with. New soupy human strength.
They've been known to take on like 5 cops at once.
Yeah,
and they're super.
Well, that
human
dude
strength.
that leapt in front of Kevin from the billiards. All meth out of his brain. Kevin punched him like 100 times. He got up and they tased him and they. They beat the tar out of him. I don't think he was naked, though.
Is it crack more of the superhuman strength? Or is
I thought it was meth. Again, I don't do it, so I don't know.
Well, the times that I've done it,
I'm not doing CPR here. I don't know. I do know that drugs make
crocodile,
you do silly
I think
things.
Is what you're thinking
crocodile
about.
Just makes you kill people.
Oh, that's what
I
that
think
was.
That's
and it burns your
skin.
Bad
and your skin falls off.
Yeah.
I don't know what's what. I just know that bad things happen when you're on drugs.
Not sure if you saw this one. In Tucson, Arizona, the officer, Pima County deputy.
Naked.
Had to wrestle. It's on video. Someone out of hand. But the dude he wrestled to the ground was a 15-year-old that had no arms and legs.
Not much
is
of a wrestling
really
match.
Not looking good.
It's not wrestling. The video's not
that's
looking
controlling.
Real good for the deputy.
That's like making out with a pillow.
There's a lot of cussing in the video. But
sure, you think it's Charlotte from 8th grade, but it isn't. It's just a pillow. What was he doing that required a takedown?
They were, I think, drunk and a little out of hand. I'm not sure how out of hand, you know, but he wasn't listening to the deputy.
Who's feeding the floor mat the alcohol?
His buddy.
Yeah. I mean, his hair is more of a handle. You don't really need to wrestle with him.
Well, I don't know if you, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he wasn't really listening to him. I understand that. Yeah, I don't think you needed to we do the grappling.
You can't listen
There's
to this.
There's no reason.
Okay, turn it down.
For the ground and pound. He wasn't really pounding.
Does he have nubs? Or is
he does. He has, yeah, he has.
So he's got some weapons.
There's about, I don't know, 6 to 8 inches coming out of the arms.
Out of each shoulder?
I'm not sure if it was, I did see one flipper for sure. There might have been two.
Toledo, get this video going immediately. I want to watch him drink first.
There and he kind go. Of pinned
this
him down.
Tucson?
He pinned him down to kind of basically calm him down because he was getting out of hand, telling the guy with the kid was telling him, get out of my face, get out of my face.
Oh, he's not doing anything that bad. The guy's squirming around.
Yeah. Then he'll roll him over to the other side.
This isn't abusing him.
Kind of reflects bad on the sheriff, doesn't it? That he can't control him a little
better. He's controlling him. It's hard. You can't get your arms around one of those. It's like a water weenie.
He's got two flippers.
I mean, he's just holding him. The guy's kind of fighting back. And what are you going to do? Let him roll all over and hurt himself? He's protecting himself from himself.
Are you going to calm down and listen to me?
Dude, calm down. You're hard to hold. You're slippery. You're just a tube of people.
Oh, this is at a group home. Okay.
Yeah, he's not doing anything wrong. That cop didn't do anything.
So the guy sits down, then the cop goes over a little over
he
the
chokes
line,
him
he
out.
Takes off his little shoulder camera and the thing and goes over to the guy filming it.
Oh, he wants to wanna, yeah, because he knows this optically looks terrible. However, I don't see him doing anything really wrong right
no,
now.
No, it's not
yeah, he didn't choke him out to death.
No, he just hit the dude was squirming around. I'm like, where do I grab this thing? And he kind of leaned him into a
I think
wall.
It's worse once he gets off that and guy starts and taking goes over the other guy. He's like, I can do whatever I want.
What does he say that?
Basically, he's like, you need to shut up. No, I don't. Get out of my face.
Ooh, uh-oh.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, the cops? He said that?
The cop says, yeah, you need to listen to me.
Well, he does.
But he didn't. He said I could do whatever I want.
But he doesn't have to stop
kind of
filming.
You'd have to, yeah, he more or less.
By the by, look at the, on that handicap dude. Those are C cups. That guy. Fighting back. And now I just got him propped up next to the fridge. Yeah, cop didn't do anything wrong. Unless verbally he said
Oh, yeah, if he said
stuff,
I can do whatever I want.
I will do whatever I want. Bring me another cripple to fight.
Yeah, the laws still apply to you, too.
Roll out another one-third of a human, and I will destroy them. I'm undefeated.
Yeah, if you start doing that, then, yeah, we got problems.
Calling him a quadruple amputee is a bit much, too.
No, it's not.
No, he's got a – that's like a natural thing. They didn't take
that
off.
Oh, it's a birth defect?
Yeah.
You think it's a birth defect?
They didn't take that off.
How do you know? I mean, they're
– Well, he's got little
– He's got little
phalanges.
Yeah, but maybe his legs were taken.
I don't know. His little foot looked like it had a thing on it.
But that's not quad, then?
Yeah, that's not quadriplegic. Oh, it's quadriplegic, not quad amputee.
Right.
Toledo wants to – Correct.
Well, the amputees had it chopped off.
Come on.
Toledo's right.
I speak for the quads.
Yeah. He's an OC. He's an original cripple.
You speak for the... Ain't that one of us?
He come out that way.
Sorry.
There's some veteran on the sidewalk right now.
Right.
Off.
Yeah.
You've got phalanges.
Yeah. Hey, you got fingers.
I see those little nubs.
I had to get used to this. You were born that way. Gaga.
I don't know if they really fight over
it. He's pointing away.
Oh, him walking is just a cr- I want to wrestle him just to make him stop doing that.
He's Chewy-like, isn't he?
He's mobile a little bit.
He's shaped like Chewy.
He's able to stand up on whatever the hell's going
There's
on.
There's a
there.
Beast in the game Fallout 3 called a centaur. That's
yeah,
him.
That's kind of him.
That's it.
He looks like a Star Wars character.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, it looks like that.
We got one more quick radio video. It's this woman that is dressed up. It must be from Halloween, but she has this doll. And the doll that she has, the guy takes a camera and pans it from side to side, and the eyes follow you.
Ooh.
On this doll.
I hate that.
It's pretty creepy.
Creepy dolls are the worst. Ugh. Is that a real woman in there?
I think the woman is real.
Oh. Yeah. What is this for?
just some guy randomly put this up there to look at the doll's eyes.
People are the creepiest human beings. I don't see the doll's eyes movement. A lady is. Yeah, all right. Whatever. That's just a freaky family being freaky. All right. Today's word, flowery branch. It's one word.
All one word? Okay.
Flowery branch.
Give me a second to get it in the system, everybody, and jump in the gun.
Text 97936. 97936. Flowery branch. One word. And we'll do a drawing for two people to get the Holmberg's Happy Ending tickets and get qualified for a 1979 Camaro Z28. Commemorating 40 years on the air here as a rock station in Phoenix. It's 98 KUPD. There goes your Brady Report.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me. 98.